Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
FM Talk.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It is December 19th, Friday. I really, people keep asking me this question. It's the natural question that you ask people. Are you ready for Christmas?
Yep.
Are you? I mean, I feel like I probably never really could say yes to that question. Like, there's always probably more that I feel like I could do. At some point, you get to the, you arrive at the place where you're like, I bought all the gifts, and then there's always more that you could do, and then how much you get done it is. How you feel comfortable with where you are right now?
The problem is I feel false sense of security about it because we were so far ahead that now we're into the final weekend and going, oh, shoot, we haven't wrapped anything.
Yeah.
We're kind of behind now because we were so far ahead we thought we were fine. So we got a lot to do starting tomorrow.
The wrapping is time consuming.
It is. And we're just going to sit there and try to watch movies and stuff, but it has to be when the kids are asleep.
I was going to say, are you getting rid of the kids to do it?
We have to. Yeah, we're going to have to just wait till they go to sleep and stay up late a couple nights and do it.
Do it before Christmas. My husband and I have Christmas Eve wrapped until the sun came up before.
Oh, we're not going to do that.
Oh, well, I mean, at that point, you run out of choices.
You just have to.
You just go until it's done. So I'm the Christmas gift cultivator. I'm the one who, I have a spreadsheet with pretty colors on it. And this year, Jensen went to help me. So my 13-year-old daughter, she's like totally into it. And I am all about it. So, and I can get stuff done a lot faster because if I have something in my brain or if she comes up with an idea, she just goes out into the store and gets it and brings it back. So we are hunting and gathering together. I've told the story before, but I think it's been one of the, from a marriage standpoint, this has been one of the most important revelations I've had as a spouse, which is I used to do the majority of the shopping, 95% of it, majority of the shopping. And then it would come time to wrap, and my husband wouldn't know who gets this and who gets that, which is really the point of the spreadsheet, because now it's all there. So we can share it. We can see what we need to get if we have a blank spot or something. But there were times when, like, he would always wrap the presents and I would help him wrap presents. I used to care a lot more about how they look. Do not care now. Is it covered? Mostly? Good. Done. Mm-hmm. He would always take on the wrapping of the presents. But during the shopping process, that's a very taxing mental exercise. And when you have big families, it's an expensive one as well. So there was one time where we were super behind for whatever particular reason. And I just was really frustrated that I felt like I was sharing a lot of the acquiring of gifts to give load. And this is an example of where I was feeling something and it was frustrating me. This was maybe like 8 years ago. It was really frustrating me, but I hadn't told him that. So he didn't know to like shift his behavior or whatever. He wasn't put into a position where he could, you know, if he wanted to, if he felt like a change was necessary, make a change, and then we could continue to go through Christmas happily. So I don't know. I got frustrated or upset something, and then I finally told him, I'm like, I just feel like I'm doing all of this by myself, and it's really hard, and I'm really stressed out about it. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. He just thought he was trying to stay out of my way. So his participation was that of whatever you need, tell me what you need, and I will do that for you. And he's always been that type of person. If I ask him for anything, he'd run through a brick wall if I asked him. So I don't ask him to do that. But in that conversation where we had it, we basically got to the point where I'm like, you know, you do wrap all the gifts. Like, let's just decide together as a couple from now on. I'm captain of team get the gifts, and you're captain of team wrap the gifts. And if I need you for the gift buying part of it, I'm going to tell you that specifically. But that way he's not failing to meet expectations that he doesn't know exist. Which that statement right there, I feel, is so important in relationships and marriage. My responsibility to, if I'm feeling a certain type of way, to explain to him how I'm feeling it, because if he doesn't have any idea that that's in the game, then he can't do anything about it. And then when I realized that he was fully content to pretty much take over the wrapping, and that I wouldn't have to, and we would go, you know, he would time it out so that he would wrap on weekends leading into, you know, Christmas Day or whenever the first things and events end up happening, that he was okay with me not sitting over there rapping next to him or whatever. I could be doing other things. I could be sitting on the couch and helping him navigate, okay, this gift goes for this person or that. That I didn't have to be super involved in the wrapping, and he doesn't have to be super involved in the purchasing, and that works for us, and we're not doing the same things, but we're both contributing in ways that blesses what the other one doesn't really need to be 50-50 in. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just an element of communication between the two of us on my part that I had to say, like, this is bothering me, to talk about it, to realize I actually felt less stress knowing I'm going to shop and I'm going to acquire all the things. And then, you know, I'm effectively kind of done with my main responsibility. And as they come in, he can start wrapping them whenever he wants.
I wonder if that's the way it is in not just marriages, but certainly in marriages too. But any sort of partnership between two people, whether it be work or business or marriage relationships, whatever it is. If there's one person who's more in charge of some area, if the other person just needs instruction. Because I think we think about that as a male-female thing, but it may just be whoever's in charge needs to communicate to the person who's not in charge, what are the expectations? Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think that I've told this story before. I'll briefly tell it again. I read this thing on Facebook, and I don't usually make a party, you know, when someone shares something. I always scroll to the bottom, and if it says, share this with your followers, I don't read it. I'm like, if it starts like a good story, I quickly look. Is this a real story pertaining to the person who I know and am connected to on Facebook, or is this just something? Is it like a chain email from days gone by? But I read this story, and it was about a woman who was perpetually, daily annoyed that her husband's socks would get taken off and thrown next to the hamper, but for whatever reason never made it into the hamper. And it drove her absolutely crazy. Every day she was picking up his socks and putting them in the hamper. Why couldn't he just do it himself? And to make a long and emotional story short, he ends up getting sick and passing away very quickly. And when she realized that his socks were no longer by the hamper for her to pick up and put in the hamper for him, she was heartbroken over it. And her message was, and this is what really resonated with me, and if this is a total BS story, whatever, it got me and it taught me a lesson that I have held on to since then, that in my relationship with Jared, there are so many instances where, you know, the figurative socks that we live next to the hamper, Jared is always helping me pick up my socks and put them in the hamper, whatever that figuratively is for us. And I do the same thing for him. And you can either focus on the action of love and serving and caring that comes from identifying your partner's weaker spots and saying to yourself, I can help them with this. Like, this is where I can come in and I can make this person whole because I'm good at this. They're not good at this. I can use my skill or talent or attention to detail or whatever to make this person whom I love whole by picking up their socks and putting them in the hamper. Do not forget that that person is doing that for you all of the time. And you may not realize it. If you like walk away from the particulars of the detail that just grates at your skin every day because the same thing happens over and over. And this is specific with spouses. It's not the same with your kids because that relationship isn't balanced because you are to care for them and raise them in a way that they can then care for someone else the way you're supposed to care for your spouse. If your entire view of the socks next to the hamper is always about what you have to do as opposed to what you get to do, you will fail to see what they get to do for you and they choose to do for you. And I just think that like that communication of and willingness to say, I'm really good at some things, but I'm also pretty bad at some things, and the things I'm bad at, he sees that in me. And instead of pointing out how bad I am at it, he just takes me across the finish line. Like that's, I don't feel like while we were figuring out marriage, we dated for like 3.5 years before we got married. It takes a while to understand when you're cohabitating. We didn't live together before we were married. When you're cohabitating and you're like learning all this, the super deep details of how people live their lives, that you actually have an asset because you're two people in one relationship, that is a superpower that you get to have instead of just, because it's all a matter of chosen perspective. How do you see the socks on the floor next to the hamper? Is it a burden to you or is it an opportunity?
Is that a question directly to me?
No.
Because
it's just a statement.
I might answer it in a way that makes me look bad. Although I will say,
answer
that, that one of the things that I, as you were saying that, I was thinking, do I do this for Katie? And the answer is yes, but it's stuff she doesn't care about. And so I don't know that she ever notices, and that's the point.
Well, she may not have an active understanding of the things that you show up, you know, the socks that you put in the hamper for her. But what I'm saying is really only because I read this thing randomly on Facebook one time I kind of forced myself into an active thought process of how this is balanced in our relationship. And I started thinking about those things. And it's not always a tangible act of service that you do. It can be a presence. It can be a joke at the right time to lighten a mood. It can be a sense of stability and comfort that you can provide your significant other, or you know, like a sense of reliability, especially when you're parenting with kids and you're, I don't know how independent of your three kids, are any of them independent to the point where they are really trying to define their own space quite yet?
Yes.
All
my
of
daughter.
Them?
Just you're, my daughter.
I had a girl.
My boys don't care.
Well, you know, some of that's nature, some of that's nurture. I was like that very early on. It's a huge asset if you can channel it. But it also, I know for my parents, I was enormously frustrating because I was super stubborn, very opinionated. I still am. And it's like served me well, but it's a double-edged sword for me because it's part of who I am. But when you're dealing with a child who is challenging in that way because they're strong-willed or they're independent, you have to, as a parent, Do one of you handle that better with her than the other? You don't have to identify that, but like...
No, not really. I mean, we don't actually have a problem with it. She's just sort of wants to be away from the boys more now.
Well, okay, so maybe I'm talking about something different. Like I'm talking about defining independence as her own person, making her own decisions, which usually will come to be a little bit more in high school. Junior high for sure is when it starts. She also has the benefit of being the only girl in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So she has a uniqueness to her that is always going to be her own. I'm one of three. I'm the middle older sister who is incredibly accomplished at everything she did. I felt compelled to define my own space. And my dad sitting at home going, that's an interesting way to put it. As is my mom. But like in parenting situations, certainly in our house, there are times where my husband and I will look at each other and it goes both ways. It's like, I got to tap out. I'm going to lose my stuff. You want to keep this kid? He or she is yours now. But that's ways that you pick each other up, too. But if your kids don't challenge you, then they're angels, aren't they?
They're pretty good. Although the boys, I mean, we're still kind of in the kid
zone. You're on the precipice.
They still just kind of argue and fight a little bit, but it's just sibling stuff. It's nothing big. That's the stuff we deal with daily, though.
Yeah.
Just the boys wrestling and stuff like that. We're still there.
Yeah, that's good.
It is good. Thanks for the perspective.
No, it's really
because I need to remember that.
Yeah. Every once in a while, you'll be, as a parent, I'll be in my house, and I'll just be like, what is happening?
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't normal life. People wouldn't believe this is what exists in this home. It becomes pretty wild. The president is going to make an announcement here from the White House, another announcement reflecting lowered drug prices. We're going to tap into this and see what kind of announcement he's making after this quick break. Go vote in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Who is harder to buy for, men or women? We'll see what the president has to say about lowering drug prices, and then we'll get a chat going on the YouTube poll. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Elderly's memories that never grow old. Let it be.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Randolph ain't too far behind.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So the president is speaking from the White House. He was just talking a little bit before he's discussing about the lowering of drug prices, a little bit about the gold card. Let's listen in here and see what the president has to say. You got him up there?
Johnson & Johnson is an example who's not here today, who will be here next week. They're well represented here. But they want to go to work for one of the great companies behind me, and you learn they can't do that because they're shipped out of the country. They're not shipped out anymore. So your company will pay a little bit, but that's okay. You'll be able to get them. So I just wanted to know, it's called the gold card, the Trump gold card. Quite a beautiful thing. And you've taken in just a few days, you've taken in over $1.5 billion. That goes all toward reducing debt, goes into the treasury of the United States. And I thought I'd do this before we start on Most Favored Nations. I want to read this because I would have said it the other night, but I was not allotted too much time, actually. You had a couple of brand new shows opening, and I understand that. But I do want to say, and some people say, oh, you shouldn't say it. It sounds negative to me. I think it sounds positive. The only reason our unemployment tucked up and went up to 4.5%, which it went up to 4.5%, which is quite a low number, but still, is because we are reducing the government workforce by numbers that have never been seen before. In other words, government jobs are way down. And as you know, we don't need 10 people to fill one job, which is what we had in government in many cases. So the government workforce by numbers that have never been seen before has been reduced very substantially, and it will continue to be reduced. 100% of our new jobs are in the private sector. So this is for the last number of months. Think of that, 100%. Are you shocked to hear that? That's the way to make America great again, when you think, right? It's the only way. 100% of new jobs are in the private sector. And I could reduce unemployment to 2%, 1%, or practically zero by just hiring people into the federal government, even though those jobs are not necessary, which is what we had before. We had millions and millions of people having jobs that they never even showed up. So I wish that the media would report that the 4.5% is an amazing number. And again, if they don't report it, I guess maybe I'll just let some people go into the federal workforce. It'll look really wonderful. And what we're doing is the only way you can do it to make a country great. You can't have the government jobs. You have to have the private sector jobs. And these are among the biggest hires of private sector. So we have reduced the federal workforce by tremendous hundreds of thousands of people. And that reflects in unemployment, but that will be used up very quickly. And we've 100% of the new jobs, which, by the way, it's a record-setting number of jobs, too, is in the private sector. And I think that'll get even stronger when these buildings being built all over the country, of which they're building some, too, but AI and auto plants and everything else, they're being built all over the country. When that happens, your numbers will be even better. But I would like you to report it the way it is. We don't do the federal workforce jobs. We're reducing that very substantially. I'm thrilled to be joined by the leaders of 9 of the world's largest pharmaceutical manufacturers, all very big names, celebrities in their own right, very, very powerful people. And they head some of the most admired companies anywhere in the world. It's a great group. To announce that they've agreed to offer many of their flagship drugs, really all of their flagship drugs, at heavily discounted Most Favored Nations prices. In other words, whatever the drug sells for over the world, in the world, whatever the lowest number is, if it's Germany, if it's in UK, anywhere, we will match that price. Right now, sometimes it's 10 times higher. We've been laughed at and scoffed at for years, for years. In fact, I was going to do it in my first term, but unfortunately, with the advent of COVID, as you would say, it was not, I don't think it was a very good time to be hitting up Spain, Italy, France, but now we're doing it. So the hardest thing to do was going to be to get a country to do it, because we would have a pill in New York that was for sale for $130, and you could buy it in Germany and France and Spain and someplace. Anyways, they set their own prices for $10. So we'd pay 10 or 13 times more, pay 5 times more, pay all different prices. Now, whatever the lowest price is. Now, the pharmaceutical companies were difficult, but they also love our country. They knew it was unfair. But they were great. I appreciate it. But the bigger problem was going to be the countries. How are you going to get the countries to do it? And we told them, if you don't do it, we're going to have to use tariffs, and we're going to charge you a 10% tariff, which is far more money than the money we're talking about. And they immediately agreed to do it. So we have all the foreign countries agreeing to do it. If we didn't have the use of tariffs, we would never be able to do this. But we use tariff. And they said, is it a threat? I said, yes, it is a threat. And they said, we will do it. And they dropped the price. So what's happening, because the world is bigger than the United States in terms of people, that same pill would go from $10 to $20 for them, which is an increase, but it wouldn't go to, you know, midway. But it would go from $10 to $20. Ours would go from $130 to $20. So we dropped way down. They went up a little bit. And everyone knows it's the way it is. They, for years, would just say, no, 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 it's medicine got more expensive for us. It would stay. They said, nope, you can't sell it in this country. Let the United States pay. And we had other presidents, all of them, said, okay, we'll pay. So we were subsidizing the entire world. We're not doing it anymore. This is the biggest thing having to do with drugs in the history of the purchase of drugs. And I don't think the maybe press will treat it as a story. This is the biggest front page story that you'll ever see. This has a huge bearing, too, on the healthcare, because a big part of healthcare is drugs, pharmaceuticals, right, Oz? And this will have a tremendous impact on the reduction of health care. The biggest impact is going to be that the money should be paid not to the insurance companies, directly to the people, and the people buy their own health care. So we're going to be working that. The problem is that the Democrats are very much controlled by the insurance companies that make all that money, but we're not going to let that happen. Starting next year, American drug prices will come down fast and furious, and will soon be among the lowest in the developed world. So in other words, whatever the lowest price for a certain drug, of which these companies make much of it, whatever the lowest price is, that price will come down to that price. So we will get the lowest price anywhere in the world. If they're lower in England than they are in Germany, we take the England price.
So there you have the president speaking from the White House, talking about most favored nations, which is, if you ask Kayleigh McEnany, she's talked about this on the show, as I've heard her talk about it many other places. In the first term, President Trump was really into this idea of most favored nation status. And it never really got off because of COVID came in and took over his opportunity to do that. So he is leaning in heavily. More talk about lowering drug prices. I don't know if this lady's going to become the meme that we think she is, but there's a lady in red standing behind the president. I don't know who she is. She's got a red shirt on and a black, like, pleather leather midi skirt. It looks very rigid. I don't know how else to explain it. I hope she's what I don't. What would you say about this lady?
She is a robot covered in human flesh.
I've known that I'm going to be in front of people. This is one of the things that Hannah used to help me with when she was with the show before she moved on up to the morning show over on Y98. But she would help me, like, stand and position myself when I was sitting.
Oh, really?
You don't know that?
No.
This is all happening right under your nose.
Uh-huh.
We had the Kill Meet event at the Missouri Athletic Club. And so we're sitting up on these chairs, these nice leather chairs. And up on the stage, I think it was Mark and Mark on the outside, Brian, Kill Meet, and me on the inside, each having our own chair. And so she sat at that. This is after she ate her steak and half of my steak. That's my girl, Hannah. But she would sit. She would mirror me. And she would sit. And, like, if I was slouching, she'd just go put her shoulders back, and then I would just do whatever she did. She'd help me look great.
Really?
Yeah. Now Ryan's been telling me how to sit, and my career's tanked.
Mm-hmm.
I've been mirroring Ryan the whole time.
Sit a little more slouched, please.
Yeah, sit like this.
Sit like this. Yeah.
No. This is just like...
You ever heard of Notre Dame?
Excuse me?
You ever heard of their hunchback? Sit like that guy.
There is a generational divide between the people who are Hannah and Ethan's age. I wonder if Ethan knows these things.
No.
Because he's a boy.
He doesn't know.
We'll ask him when he comes in. We'll do sports and local next. But if you grew up with social media, you just know how to position yourself. And if you're a millennial like me, especially an elder millennial, the worst thing you can do is look like you're trying. It's better to not try than to attempt to try and fail. Which is kind of what Lady in Red is doing right now. I don't understand what she's doing.
She looks like she rehearsed the way she was going to stand.
She needs to like cross her
and
like
it looks
her
very
hold her
unnatural.
Wrist or something like that, or
yeah.
Do the reporter where all your fingers touch.
Yes.
You kind of create the diamond with the point of fingers and the thumbs, and then you just make all your other fingers touch like this. It looks very like professional, and you hold it out, and then you just kind of emphasize your points with a little bob of the fingers together hand gesture. People are trying it right now.
It's got to be strange knowing that you're just going to stand there on national TV and do nothing for who knows how long. Because who knows how long the president will speak.
It kind of just occurred to me that she's kind of giving off a little bit of a Sprocket vibe.
There's no doubt about that, except she's wearing a red shirt instead of black.
I know, but it's very like... And now in the time where we dance, she should just start doing Ryan's.
She's waiting for the end of the speech.
Thing, yeah, or maybe not. If it gets boring, someone's on the other side of the camera going, "Now, go now." He's rambling.
She's a diversion for the president.
I don't know. It's Christmas time. Why not? I would love it if it were. Let's take a quick break. Ethan, come join us. Sports and Local next.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hold up. Check it out.
Sports and Local.
What the heck's a burgle nut?
Okay. That's super descriptive of the Sports and Local segment with Ethan.
Really got Ryan.
It's just unexpected.
Most of them are at this point. You guys watch Survivor?
No. But I did hear it's a local connection.
Terry loves it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. She didn't watch this season, but she has pretty faithfully watched it.
Season number 49 of Survivor has concluded, and a St. Louisan has taken the crown. But not just any St. Louisan, a former St. Louis TV anchor and reporter.
Good for her.
Savannah Louie, congratulations on claiming the title of sole survivor and a $1 million prize.
Dang.
Outlasted 13 other contestants.
Did they do two seasons a year? 49?
I don't know if they always do two seasons a year, but I know this year they are.
I remember when it debuted, and I am not 49.
Not 49 years ago.
Okay, then maybe that is the case, because the 50th season is still coming out, like, or is starting pretty soon.
That would make sense, because it was 2000 when that show started, and now they're in the 50th season. It's 2025. So.
Who on the show would last the longest on Survivor?
It would either be me, because I would just try to befriend everybody and like be working some magic, or
what?
It would,
that's not a full plan.
Or
that's not.
I would be the first off. I don't know which one it is.
What do you mean you'd be work? You still have to survive.
So you think you'd either be first or last?
I would do my best to convince people that I was their friend, and then
that lady is still standing like that. Go on.
That would either work or it would not work, depending on the cast, and that's what we don't know. What's the cast around me?
But are you just saying like social political skills is all that you're going to bring to win?
Yes.
I don't know if that's...
And maybe a huge bag of jerky.
Ryan, you are too much of a personality to go far on that show because you would draw too much attention to yourself too soon.
Maybe I'd be smart enough to make sure people didn't pay attention to me early, though.
I don't think you're capable.
You can't just talk to people and... quadruple negatives to confuse them.
Yes, I can. I'm really good at that.
What are the skills you have to have to win Survivor?
I don't know. Is it always in the same place, or are they always different?
You have to be useful. Initially,
is it always island? Is it always wilderness? Or are they sometimes in a downtown building
like
that
suburban?
Has a chef?
Survivor downtown. You could do that in St. Louis.
We play that every day.
We play it in North City.
That show would be amazing.
That'd be awesome.
What do you have to do? Do you have to like seek your own food?
Yeah, I mean, food, fire, shelter, all that stuff's on you. Like, they drop you off on the island. I don't know if they are still, like, you used to be able to bring, like, one comfort item with you.
Yeah, jerky.
And then, but then the other side of it is you're divided into two teams, and then you have to win immunity by winning challenges, or there's also hidden immunity idols, and so there's, like...
Brad knows the most about this. Who would be first? What would be the order of succession? Who would go first?
Execution.
That's a different show.
Honestly,
killed Ryan and
like more than just us on the show, right?
No, the four of us.
Oh, so it's just four of us were in a Survivor?
Okay, yes, but it's downtown.
But it's downtown.
No, just Survivor. Stop it.
You're confusing him. Stop it.
I think
this is part of his plan.
I really think it would be probably Ryan would go first, and then Annie, and then Ethan would probably win.
Why?
What about you? You didn't include yourself.
Why?
Why? Because Ryan would just be kind of entertaining for a while, but he wouldn't be very useful.
Yeah, I get bored.
Chris here says,
ran out of jerky.
Ryan's the first one out. He stated he's pretty useless. Did you?
I didn't state that, but I definitely implied it.
You know,
by my mere existence.
Annie, for people that wanted to win, nobody would want to go head to head with you one on one. So they would team up and vote you out before you had a chance to take them out.
That's really well thought through.
And then it would...
You're so surprised.
True.
It would be down to me and Ethan, and I think Ethan's just a little bit more ruthless than I am.
He's got more guile.
He would be able to win. But
it's that sneaky.
But when
ginger
it's the final
hair.
Two, it's who's left would vote.
I would vote Annie out.
I know.
Yeah,
I would probably
too, right
vote
away.
Me out.
You know what I do? I go privately to Ethan. I'm like, she always calls you a ginger. Are you going to take that? We should probably vote her out. And I do that with everybody. All the time.
That's a great way to put a target on
and
your back, too.
I go to you, Annie, after that conversation. I go to you and I go,
did you hear what Ethan wants to do?
Ethan really doesn't like that you call him that. He is a threat to you.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably vote him out.
If I were trying to win a game, I probably wouldn't call him a ginger if I knew it made him mad.
Yeah, but you guys have a history now. Can't erase that.
That's true. I could be an asset to keep around, too, though.
I doubt it.
Okay, next story. The thought.
Well, we know who didn't survive last night. It was the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, not in overtime. Yeah. They didn't.
You know what happens if they win the next three?
Streak.
We're just gonna be the put running three thing together. With
her. I can't do this again. There's nowhere else to go.
It's gonna be the running thing with the Blues.
I was watching until they win three in a row. And I was thinking of you going, oh, maybe they can get two in a row here and we can actually get close to a streak.
Overtime.
Andy can say it.
Yeah.
2-1 the final last night against the New York Rangers. They led 1-0 through the first about midway through the game, and then in the second period, New York tied it up, and JT Miller for the Rangers scored the game-winning goal in overtime.
JT? Him?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Oh,
well, pretty good. Then. Now the Blues have the day off, and
can't
they
lose.
Will play tomorrow in sunny Florida against the Florida Panthers. Must be a nice time of year to be in Florida.
Have the Blues won in overtime this year?
No,
at all.
They're 0-8 in overtime.
Wow. So if you get to overtime, you pretty much just go,
That's 8 points, though.
We got a point.
Yeah, that's 8 points that they...
The participation trophy of sports.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well said, Annie.
Soft hockey players.
Well said.
Sorry, don't come at me. I know you could kill me with both hands tied behind your back. Just, anyway.
Shooting a puck out of their mouth.
Out of their mouth?
Yeah.
I'm going to keep moving forward for the sake of our audience. We talked last week about the Blues' newest addition, signing Dustin May. Well, in the last couple of days...
Cardinals, not Blues.
What did I say, the Blues?
Yeah.
The Cardinals.
That's old Dusty May.
Awkward. The Cardinals signed new starting pitcher Dustin May. The details on his contract have come out in the last couple of days. The Cardinals signed him to a one-year, $12.5 million contract. There will be a mutual option for 2027 where he would make $20 million if both parties agree that they want him to remain on the team. If not, there would be a $500,000 buyout. So Dustin May will be a part of the Cardinals' starting rotation for the 2026 season, and it would not surprise me if he is one of the more front and starters in that rotation. So we'll just have to wait and see. But the stove is hot right now as far as trades go, and the Cardinals have been had a lot of players rumored to be in the mix. So I would be keeping an eye out here because there's a chance that even in the next couple of days we could see some St. Louis Cardinals getting moved, a.k.a. Brendan Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to wait and see on that. It was announced yesterday that St. Louis County Executive Sam Page will not be seeking re-election after his term expires in 2027.
Waiting a long time on that bell.
In a release that was sent yesterday, as mentioned, Page stated that it has been his honor to serve as the county executive. Hmm. But he will not be running for a third term. Instead of campaigning, he said that for the remainder of his time in office, he will focus on serving the community.
Weird time to start trying to do that, but good for him.
He was quoted with a lot of personality.
He was quoted saying, "I've worked to serve the people of St. Louis County, still not a political party, not special interest, but you the people. We did what was right, even when it wasn't easy. These days, it takes courage just to do the right thing."
Hey, Ethan, can you go ahead and read Jackie's comment right there for us?
No, I will not read that comment.
It says ginger, Jackie, ginger, ginger.
You're better than that, Jackie.
Ethan really just walks around the office telling everybody that they should be better than that.
What kind of bread men do you
like? He says
it
at least 6 or 7 times
a day. Jackie's always so nice to me in person when we have all these in-person events and stuff.
It's because she likes your hair.
She hides behind her computer screens.
You're
ginger,
flowy.
Ginger, ginger.
She feels bad
appreciate
for
it,
you, man.
What kind of bread houses do you make at Christmas time?
Blonde.
Blonde bread house. White. White bread houses.
Okay.
I think it's sour, though. Anyway, let's take a quick break. More Annie Fry Show right around the corner. Stay here, Ethan, because I need to ask you this question first. Who is harder to buy for, men or women? You brought this frustration up yesterday before the show. So we'll let Ethan set the table for us and read some of your comments as well. You can text us at 314-241-9797. Plus, you can send us your Ask Us Anything questions, holiday questions emphasized if you so choose. 314-241-9797. Ryan will check those. We'll be right back. All right.
Christmas.
There's a trend going on the internet right now, and it's a ChatGPT prompt. Have you seen this anywhere, Ethan?
No.
There's this long descriptive ChatGPT prompt, and you upload a photo, and then you tell ChatGPT to create this festive photo.
Okay.
With this, and so far I've done my own and Ryan's, and I just got Brad's done. I'm going to do one of yours. I need you to send me a picture that you want me to put in here. Because I took one from...
You're kidding.
No, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
I think I
amazing.
Know what that trend is now that you say that.
You've probably seen... Everybody is doing it today.
Is there a certain kind of picture I
just
should
one that's
be...
got your face, because AI is going to take care of the rest.
All right.
These are like the trends where around Halloween, they'd have everybody in a gift box.
Something like that,
and
yeah.
Say, and so
it's
this
just
is the
like
Christmas
it's
thing.
Like you went to do an... overly over-the-top JCPenney Christmas party.
I know exactly what you're talking
with
about.
A glitter outfit and a lollipop.
Yep.
The YouTube live chat poll for today. Who is harder to buy for, men or women? We don't need to go around the room right now, but Ethan, you were talking about this yesterday before the show, and you have an emphatic answer on the question about who it's harder to buy for.
Yes.
Across the board in genders.
I do. It's 100% women, and it's not even a question. I would argue that, you know, each gender would probably lean towards the other is more difficult to buy for than, like, the same gender. Like, I think probably guys would just say it's easier to shop for guys than girls, and girls would probably say it's easier to shop for girls than guys in most cases. But, yeah, girls are just hard to shop for. It's just, I don't know. It feels like just in my own personal experiences, I have witnessed my dad for years, strike out at Christmas time when it comes to my mom.
With your mother?
Yeah.
What kind of, is your, how thick is your dad's skin? How can
he's a tough guy. He'll be fine.
What are some of the Hall of Fame no dad gifts?
It's usually like when it comes to like clothing, he'll strike out. Where either it's, she isn't a huge fan of it, or she likes it, but it's the wrong size. I mean, like, it ends up being a running joke kind of every year. Like,
all
right.
Does your mom think it's funny?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think we're kind of all in on it now. It's like, but like, I remember growing up and being like, hey, dad, good work. Like, return rate's only like 60% this year. That's good. That's a good number for you. So it feels like there would always be a couple days after Christmas, like, all right, we got to go and make the corrections of dad's gifts.
What other women, or who are the women in your life that you have to buy for?
Hannah, my wife, my mom, and my sisters.
And they're all hard?
It's easier with the girl, with my sisters, because they'll just send me what they want. But, like, I have no idea ever what to get my wife.
We'll give us suggestions on the YouTube live chat or 314-241-9797. Ask us anything in the next hour. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.